Good afternoon to you, Chris.
Hi there.
What are you sensing from this debate?
Well, I mean, I thought that the case that Cameron put to Parliament was, as one of the MPs said, very, very thin. I thought it was incoherent and dangerous, and really adds nothing to what we already knew that he and the hawks around him want.
But what about, well, there was one thing I hadn't heard before, most definitely, which was this notion of, and I don't know the truth of it, the facts of it, but 70,000 Syrian fighters who are definitely not extremists that could do the fighting on the ground, the, you know, the combat troops that could be engaged.
Well, as Julian Lewis said, I mean, no one's heard that figure from anywhere before. And the figures that actual experts who've been on the ground in Syria tend to go with are more like half that. And the Free Syrian Army, insofar as it exists at all, is fragmented, is broken and demoralised. And, I mean, really, this is one of the many elements of fantasy in David Cameron's presentation. There really isn't, and there aren't forces on the ground of the kind he talks about. In fact, the US has been trying to put together a so-called moderate Syrian army now for months, and it's repeatedly failed. It's not going to happen. I think this shows the kind of the fact that really he is in once again cobbling together a kind of an attempted rationale for bombing, but it's not a coherent plan of any kind.
He's clearly convincing some previously sceptical Conservative MPs. Has your organisation been lobbying hard, Labour MPs and perhaps Conservatives as well?
Yeah. No, we have. I mean, we've had a very big lobbying campaign, the biggest that we've ever had. We've had 25,000 people lobbying just through our own website. But we've also had, you know, real-world local lobbies. And, I mean, what we
What do you mean by that? I mean, have you and your members sat down with MPs
absolutely.
And over coffee and talked it through? Tell me what, I mean, you don't need to name them, but tell me what their concerns are.
Well, I think there's a huge amount of confusion, really. I mean, obviously, people feel rightly that ISIS is a big problem and has to be dealt with. But I think that they want to see a plan that is more than just a kind of, you know, knee-jerk military intervention. And although today's Cameron tried to dress up his plan in a kind of some sort of sense of a wider strategy, really, I think he failed comprehensively to do that. And there's so many things. I mean, for example, the idea that the gap between the various different groups involved or powers involved in intervening in Syria at the moment is closing. I mean, that's absurd. We've just had a situation where Turkey shot down a Russian jet. We came close to a widening of the war in a terrifying way. How can he possibly say? And on top of that, Russia is at the moment, as even the West says, Russia is bombing the very forces which David Cameron believes that we should be aligning
with. The thing
with.
Is, though, Chris, David Cameron, he's made it clear. He says we're not naive in the complexity of this task. He knows it's dangerous. He knows it's risky. He knows it's complex. You do. I do. We all know that. But what is your alternative vision?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'll come on to that. But first of all, there are no nuances or complexities in the actual proposals that David Cameron put forward at all, just assertions, many of which are clearly untrue.
Well, there are, because if there weren't, we'd have just carpet bombed Raqqa by now, wouldn't we? There are nuances.
Well, I mean, that's not a nuance. He tried to do that.
No, he didn't. Nobody's tried to carpet bomb Raqqa.
In 2013, David Cameron brought a resolution to Parliament asking us actually to attack Assad, which would have strengthened the very people that he now wants us to take on. So, yeah, David Cameron's been wanting war on Syria for a long time, and he still wants war on Syria.
But you know the threat is different now, don't you, Chris? You know the threat is different now.
Well, the threat is different because the war has expanded, and that actually the U.S., and France and Jordan and the UAE and a whole bunch of other countries, including Canada and Australia, have been doing exactly what David Cameron is asking us to do for 13 months. And in that time, according to the US, ISIS has strengthened, both in terms of its increased its territorial command and its increased its recruitment. So why is it that a policy that has been a complete failure up to now is suddenly going to be any different because a few extra British planes were on board? This is not serious policy.
But I still haven't heard your alternative vision.
No, well, that's fine. I mean, our alternative vision is that we should try and imagine a foreign policy that isn't based on dropping munitions on foreign countries, that